Comic. Hey, son.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I would like to buy a new car.
Okay.
Certainly.
On the vehicle.
Oh. Why, yes, Fats.
Guard speaking. May I help you?
What's up, sir?
Not much. What's up with you?
I would like to buy a new car.
Okay.
I was driving. I hit an animal.
I hate when that
happens. That's right.
What kind of animal did you hit?
A horse.
You hit a horse?
You know, Shut up.
I was hoping you were going to say a human animal. That wouldn't bother me as much.
The baby, right?
Well, now, that's different.
You're a dick. I believe that radical round-the-clock therapy is the only way to effect a meaningful and positive change in your behavior.
You think? Possibly. I think I'm beyond that, though.
I like him already.
You had a little Jack-esque ring when you said that. I like him already.
Yeah, I know. I'm a great guy. Right?
That's beautiful.
Right? Well, how about that? Sir?
I'm still here.
I would like to buy a new car. So what do you got? I need a convertible. Can you do that? I'm a transsexual. See? Sir? I am as God made me.
Good afternoon, Richard Adamantzoff.
Nice cold ass cheeks. How you doing?
Excuse me?
I would like to buy a new car.
Uh-huh. Just a moment, please.
Full of lamb soap. Jock strap.
This is Dan.
Little snatch. How you doing?
Good.
I would like to buy a new car.
What are you looking for?
What do you got? What's the latest thing?
The latest thing? We don't sell new cars anymore. We got a lot of used cars.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. Well, I need a convertible. Can you do that?
We might be able to find one used.
Certainly.
Don't have any new, like I said, no new cars, no convertibles on the lot right at the moment.
Sure. What are my choices?
Not really up on convertibles. Chrysler makes a convertible. Sebring.
I understand.
I understand what you mean. What do you charge?
Depends on what kind of car it was and how much it cost us. So it's one of those things I just don't have. I can call you if we get a convertible in, you can look at it.
Yeah, I know. I did my homework there. You're telling me, sonny boy. I got a shit box. See?
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Yeah, I do see what you mean. But do you have any idea what you're looking for besides just a convertible?
Ford Bronco.
A Bronco convertible? I don't think they make it.
Yeah. Why?
I'm not sure.
Why all the secrecy?
I'm not sure. I'm not trying to be secretive. I just don't have any convertibles here.
Why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing.
I'm being funny. Is that what this is? I gave you more than anybody's ever given you. And what do I get in exchange? Smoking weed.
I guess you're probably not going to buy a car.
Send me some fucking coupons. Quiet. Shut the hell up. My lips are sealed. You.
Thank you for calling Brew.
How you doing?
Fine.
What's up, sir?
What's up?
I would like to buy a new car.
Okay. Let me get a salesman for you.
Sure.
A man that's serious about making sure his customers are happy.
Yeah, I know.
Tim says if you're out of town...
That's what the doctors don't realize.
Tim's commitment with your 100% satisfied
really?
Experience.
Your mother's dick.
Suck it!
Are you still waiting for a salesperson?
Suck it!
Well, yes.
You are?
Yes.
Hold on a moment.
Yeah.
Suck it!
We'll be with you in just a moment.
Well, let's look at it this way.
Suck it!
Thank you for calling for
Suck it.
Tomorrow. Stop by any
My prayers
time.
Have been answered, Turkle. Suck it.
Toyotas, Scions.
Suck it!
Hello?
How you doing?
They're all tied up with customers. Can I take a message and have one of them call you?
Suck it. Yes. Yeah, please. Can you do that?
What's your name?
Jefferson.
Want a phone number?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
844-811. Shit tickle. Suck it.
Suck it!
Suck it!
Suck it!
Mechanics, may I help you?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
This car can't run from here to there without collapsing from heat exhaustion.
No.
You gonna be able to fix the thing?
I think you have the wrong number.
What? Why? What's wrong?
I don't fix things.
What are you so upset about?
I'm
gentle as a puppy dog. You're not cracking up, are you?
Should I be?
A pill really helps.
Oh.
You need some weed? I suggest you pick up masturbation.
I'm just kidding.
I'm sorry. No offense. You gonna be able to fix the thing?
I think you have the wrong number.
Why?
Because we don't fix things here.
Why all the secrecy?
We don't fix things here.
And why is there only one shoe left in the road?
Check your phone number.
No, you're the wrong shoe.
Rose in the bush. Jefferson. Shit tickle. What's the big deal? Just curious. Does, my doctor...
Jump in the shower.
Yes? Several times, actually.
Shit.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
Sir? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Well, this car can't run from here to there.
Hey, I can't hear you now. What's that now?
This car can't run from here to there without collapsing from heat exhaustion. Sure.
Truck diesel running in here.
Sure.
Okay.
This car can't run from here to there without collapsing from heat exhaustion. You gonna be able to fix the thing?
What's that?
Listen. What do you call that? Sir?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
What do you think?
What?
You gonna be able to fix the thing?
Fix what?
The fucking car?
I don't know.
Help me out. What's the price?
Price of what?
What do you charge? You gonna be able to fix the thing?
I don't... What do you got? What kind of car is it? What's wrong with it? I don't...
Ford Bronco. A Ford Bronco. 9.
What's wrong with it?
Listen. What do you call that?
Sound like you got a motor problem or
an overflow to me.
Huh?
You gonna be able to fix the thing?
I don't know. Sounds like the motor might jump time or something.
Why? Why is this happening? Sir?
Yeah?
You gonna be able to fix the thing?
I don't know. How much for everything? Somehow, so I can look at it. Where are we at now?
In the paper.
What's that?
In the fucking car. I already told you that. You gonna be able to fix the thing?
I don't know. Let's get it up here and check it out.
You wanna talk money?
What's that?
You wanna talk money? See if you can get me a footy. In Chinatown. Toilet paper. Toxic toilet paper. See?
Thank you for calling Green Apple Dental. This is Tina. How can I help you?
What's up?
Yes, hi.
I broke my tooth.
Oh, no.
My grandfather put... What?
Have you been to this office before?
No.
Okay.
Why?
Would you like to see a doctor?
That's right.
All right.
Cartoon turtles.
What is your name?
Danny.
Is it Daniel?
Yeah.
And your last name?
Fart Party.
Will you spell that for me?
You ready?
Yes.
A-R-T-H-J-X-W.
And good phone number to reach you.
Are you ready?
Yes.
816-8414. You gonna be able to fix the thing?
I'm gonna go ahead and schedule you for exam and x-ray. The doctor can take a look at that tooth. On which side is your tooth broken?
Well, I look like a janitor. You know what I mean?
I'm sorry.
Well, it's fucking grotesque. Ethically, I can't smile anymore. Right?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Help me.
Do you have any?
All I had was 4 beers after I come home from work.
Would you like to come in today?
Yeah. Please.
How's 4 o'clock for you? Yes, how's 4 o'clock for you?
No. 5. Can you do that?
I can only do 4 o'clock today. Otherwise, it's going to have to be tomorrow.
My teeth are sensitive and sharp. Help me out. Abraham Lincoln's beaver, you know the sort of thing.
Can I place him hold for just a second?
Sure.
Thank you.
Hey! Shut up! Yeah, all hell's gonna break out over this. Row your boat gently down the stream. Who it's one where I'm.
Hello?
Well, yeah.
Thank you so much for holding. Would you like to come in today at 4 o'clock? You said it's not gonna work for you.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
All right, we'll see you then today at 4 o'clock.
Like,
you know where we're located.
What's your address?
2nd Avenue.
Well, Kentucky, right?
It's in Portland, Oregon.
What? That! You. Yes. I don't want to become a local joke. Do you mind if I fart under my pants here? See? Bubbles? Can you hear me?
Good afternoon, Dr. office. This is Audrey.
How are you?
Hello?
How you doing?
I'm good.
I broke my tooth.
help me out.
Can you do that?
I'm not sure I can do that today.
Why not? What do you charge?
Well, it just depends. We need an exam and an x-ray, which is about $100, too.
I need another big wad of sweaty money, right?
I think so.
big deal. Big shit. Blah, blah, blah. Right?
Okay, what can I do for you?
Well,
my grandfather put one of those tiny model trains in my hamburger. I broke my tooth on it.
Bitch. I'm very busy, you know what I mean?
Well, I'm gonna be in surgery until 6 o'clock.
Dr. office, this is Dina.
How you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
I broke my tooth.
Help me out.
Can you do that?
Who am I speaking to?
Danny. Nicholson.
I'm sorry?
Danny.
Are you okay? What's your last name, Danny?
Nicholson.
Nicholson, are you a patient of ours?
I don't know.
I don't even remember.
Okay, where's the broken tooth at?
The back. The bottom.
Lower left or lower right?
Right.
Okay, just a second while I pull your file.
Sure.
Thank you for calling Dr. Les Milford's practice.
Well, that makes me pretty hard. I don't want you to shower.
Please continue to hold.
Love me. I threw up twice last night.
Hey, Danny, I don't see where you're a patient of ours.
Oh.
How'd you find our office?
I don't know.
I can't remember. Are you sure you have the right office?
Yeah. Probably.
Okay, because we're downtown.
You can't handle the tooth! Right?
I broke my tooth.
Bubbles? I don't want you to shower. Are you out of your fucking mind? Ow!
Thank you for calling Downtown Dental Associates. This is Sarah.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Well, how you doing?
I broke my tooth.
Okay. What was your last name?
Nicholson.
Can you spell that?
Well, what?
Can you spell your last name?
Are you ready? Then I K L S I N.
I'm not finding you in our system. Are you a patient here?
No way.
M I K L?
Yeah. S I N.
And what was your first name?
Danny.
Yeah, I don't see you in our system.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
Help me out.
Can you do that?
I broke my tooth.
Hold on 1 second.
Sure. Here, football.
Whenever you interrupt me, you're...
God damn, boy.
Do you mind if I fart under my... What has that got to do?
This is Amy.
How you doing?
Good. Can I help you?
I broke my tooth.
Are you a patient here?
No.
Okay.
Why?
Well, I'm just seeing if you're in our system or not.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Well.
Goddamn bitch.
you?
How you doing?
Not bad. About yourself?
You guys sell cigars?
Yes, we do.
So what do you got? What's the latest thing?
we've got a whole bunch of different cigars.
Do you have anything from Cuba?
No, we don't.
Why not?
Because that's illegal.
Why?
Because there's the import ban.
What are you talking about?
Cuban cigars are illegal in America.
Really?
Yes, they are.
You're shitting me. Well, what are my choices?
How about I get you in touch with someone who knows a little bit more about the cigar section than I do?
Well, sure.
Get him online with you, okay?
Sure.
Okay.
Vagina, weapon, sausage, exercise, full of lamb cutlets, garbage pants here, spicy, sweaty, shit, fat, sweaty, danger, beaver breath, pizza, pussy, slip, crotch, crack, bacon, voice, feces, aroma, interruption, awkward, underwear, brown, caused by an animal, grotesque, obnoxious, turtle, vagina, tribal, testicle, depression, sexual, chicken.
Good afternoon, this is Bill, how can I help?
How you doing?
I'm fine.
you guys sell cigars?
Yes.
Do you have anything from Cuba?
No, sir, it's been against the law since 1961.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, runs contrary to my experience.
So what do you got?
What kind of taste are we looking for? I mean, we have 1,500 selection here.
What's the latest thing?
What's the latest thing?
That's
probably
right.
Probably the My Father is very big right now.
What do you charge?
Well,
what's the price? Big sweaty dick. sir? Jesus.
82nd Avenue Tobacco and Pipe.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
You guys sell cigars?
Do we sell cigars? Yeah, we sell all kinds of cigars.
Do you have anything from Cuba?
No, we don't have anything from Cuba. Cuban cigars are not legal to sell in the United States.
Really?
Yeah, you never heard about the embargo?
No. Why?
Yeah, there's been an embargo for a long time now.
Jesus.
So what do you got?
So what do I got? I got several thousand different types of cigars.
What's the latest thing?
What's the latest thing? Well, I mean, I'm trying to think of what the newest thing we've got is. I mean, I've got a couple favorites I can recommend, but as far as, like, listing
sure.
off every cigar... What's that?
Sure.
My favorite is Castoray Centenario Pyramid No. 9.
What's that?
It's a phenomenal cigar. It's a Maduro... Well, my particular favorite is a Maduro wrapper. It's kind of on the milder side. I'm not a real spicy, bold cigar fan, so I
me
like
the
milder, creamier, sweeter stuff.
How could I get that one?
Awesome.
Anything else?
I also just recently tried El Rico Habano in a Maduro that I enjoyed quite thoroughly. We are also carrying.
What's the most expensive thing?
The most expensive thing we got?
That's right.
Well, as far as cigars go, it's a Family Reserve by Padron. It goes for $30.
Beautiful.
Excellent.
Luxury.
I'm sorry, what?
Luxury. You know what
luxury?
I mean?
the best that money can buy.
You know what I mean? They're expensive, but you can afford it. Right?
They're expensive, but you can afford it. Well, I mean, $30, that $30 family reserve I've heard in Vegas will go for anywhere between $100 and $150.
Fucking great.
So, yeah, it's affordable for sure. $30.
What about
that one?
What's the price? Why are you laughing?
That wasn't
funny.
You're excited and you want to celebrate,
right?
Exactly. That's exactly what it
well,
is.
Well, that makes two of us.
got a great compliment for you.
All right.
I like
that?
You, Lloyd. I always liked you. You were always the best of them. Best goddamn bartender from Timbuktu to Portland, Maine.
What do you think?
I think that's awesome. That definitely made my day. That was probably one of the best phone conversations I've heard that sounds slightly like a mix of many different movie quotes.
You're welcome.
Being played back to me over the phone.
Just an old batshit crazy fucker named Jack Nicholson.
How about it, you creep, you lunatics, mental defective? Let's hear it for Mongoose Randall back in action night.
www.jaculator.com.
Very nice website.
Hey, you old horse cunt. How are you?
You fucking punk.
Bullshit!
Shepherd Law Office.
How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
I need a lawyer.
Who are you calling?
I don't know. I need a divorce. Can you do that?
We do divorces, yes. What is your name?
Nate.
Pardon me?
Nate. Jameson.
And I still didn't understand the first name.
Nate.
N-E-A-T?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Guess what?
The case is...
Debbie, can I help you?
How you doing?
I'm fine.
I need a lawyer.
Okay, what type of case?
I need a divorce.
For a divorce?
I need to get divorced.
Okay.
Can you do that?
Yeah, we do divorce.
He's gay.
So what I would need to do is set you up with one of the lawyers for an appointment.
Sure.
And I can get you in with... Thursday afternoon, if you would like.
Who is she?
Excuse me?
Wanted to know where she was.
What our address is?
No.
Nothing.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm talking to my enemies. Sorry.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Our address is Bank Restaurant.
Where's that?
Do you know where Alt Park is?
No.
Okay. Which direction are you coming from?
In the mouth.
From where?
In the mouth.
I can't hear your phone echoes.
Like a tree, he'll grow with his head held high.
See?
In Hello? The mouth.
I'm talking to my company. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay. Where are you coming from?
Well, state mental institution.
You know what I mean?
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't think we're going to be...
I'm not being intelligent.
I'm sorry.
Good afternoon, law office. Susanna.
How you doing?
I'm good.
I need a lawyer. I need a divorce.
My wife. Can you do that?
I can take some information from you and see if we can help you with that.
Sure.
Go ahead.
All right, what is your name?
Nate.
Nate?
Yeah.
Last name?
What?
Last name?
Jameson.
J-A-M-I-E?
Yeah.
S-O-N?
Yeah.
And your wife's name?
Marie.
Last name Jameson?
Yeah.
Okay. And how long have you been married?
Oh, yeah.
20.
20 years?
I don't even remember.
I'm sorry. No offense.
And, are you currently living together? Are you separated?
I don't even remember.
I threw up twice last night.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'll put you on hold for just a moment.
Sure.
Hair of the dog that bit me.
Right. Hear the football.
Whistle.
Monkey.
Don't talk back to me.
Shut up.
We're gonna have to get drunk.
Fucking great.
Mother's milk to me.
Hello?
Shit.
Hey, this smells like
adjustment. Faggotry!
I fucked up my work.
Getting naked.
In the basket.
Is you is all her.
How you doing?
Fine, how are you?
I feel like shit. I need a lawyer.
Who am I speaking with?
Nate Jameson.
Okay,
I need a divorce.
For a divorce?
Yeah.
Okay. And have papers been filed yet?
No.
Why?
Oh, I was asking if you had had a court date yet.
My wife. I need to get divorced. She left my ass.
Okay. You want to make an appointment with Ralph?
Sure.
Okay.
That's a great strategy, right? What do you charge?
Ralph's retainer is $2,600.
Well, it's, Oh, okay. That's fair.
Go ahead.
Okay, I have September 1st open.
Really?
Did
beautiful.
You want to come in for an appointment September 1st?
Sure.
Okay.
Don't mind if I do.
Okay. I have,
damn it, I really respect that.
Go ahead.
I have a 2 o'clock available?
Yeah. Well, it's, fine.
Is that doable?
Good, that's great.
Okay, I have a 3 also, so it depends.
Okay, Peaches.
Well,
go ahead.
So, talk?
What were we talking about?
An appointment for 2 o'clock?
That's right.
I'm sorry. I forget everything.
What was your name again?
Nate.
I'm sorry, what is your name?
Nate.
Nate?
Yes.
What's your last name, Nate?
Jameson.
Okay. Nate, what's your phone number?
Are you ready?
Yep.
844-8116.
Okay, Nate, we're at downtown.
Beautiful. Where's that?
Where are you coming from?
What?
Where are you coming from?
Well, it's, on the bus.
Okay, so are you coming from Springfield, or...?
Yes.
You would get off at the,
Yeah, and I ain't drinking.
Probably the Willamette bus station. You know, the big one downtown?
Beautiful. Well, where's that?
The Willamette bus station downtown? It's on Willamette.
Oh, okay. But out of curiosity, how much for everything?
Well, his retainer's $2,600 and then he's $220 an hour.
That's expensive. Help me out. Is there another kind?
Another kind of what?
I need a divorce. Here's to 5 miserable months on the... My wife.